If I can perhaps address some of those concerns, I think the first thing you've got to look at really are, you know, what are your objectives out of this? What do you actually mean by social enterprise? Because I think there are a variety of interpretations. I think the first thing to point out is that there are a large number of businesses that I work with that are normal corporates in terms of structure, but have a great deal of social responsibility. So whether that's in terms of putting something back into the community with charitable projects or donations or grant type work, you can still do that and be a normal company. The same applies in terms of how you treat your employees and the incentives that you may have for your employees. I think a lot of people, when they're looking at investment, you know, they look at the main asset, they look at the people who are managing the business, they look at the employees. And it's a good thing that employees are treated in a way that they're incentivized and feel part of something. I think that's something that's an attractive thing. But if you look at what a social enterprise means in a really strict legal context, what that really means is that you are putting some of the profits back from your business directly back into the community. Those profits are not really available to be shared amongst the owners of the business, the shareholders, the employees. And it's a question of, if you do want to do that, how far do you want to take it? Because with certain corporate structures, if you register as a community interest company, for instance, a lot of your capital has got to be locked and reinvested directly back into the community and is not available for distribution. So what you're really doing is you are sacrificing some of the profitability of your business, how much return you can get for your business on an ongoing basis when you're working hard in terms of your everyday remuneration, but also what you can take out ultimately when you exit. So I think that although a lot of these terms and concepts are quite, you know, they're buzz terms and, you know, people are talking about them a lot, I think it's important, what are your objectives, what do you really want out of it? And I think that you can actually still perhaps get the benefits of the upside of what people view the social enterprise side of things out of a traditional company structure. And from what you said, you're already about halfway there already.
Yeah. I think what we were looking for was whether being a social enterprise was going to affect people's perception of us. The worry at the moment, certainly within solar photovoltaic, solar power, is that there's a lot of sort of double glazing type salesmen. Sorry if anyone's double glazing salesman. But that kind of approach, you know, come into someone's house, sit on the couch for 3 hours, and convince them that they're getting a fantastic deal when they're not. And a lot more of that's happening. So it was really, if we were able to call ourselves a social enterprise, there was sort of a badge of credibility that we weren't, you know, milking it for all it was worth, and we weren't taking away huge profits. But it may be that it's more of a kind of PR marketing issue to say, well, actually, what, you know, are we getting that message out properly anyway? And maybe we're not.
I think there's a big angle on that, to be honest. I think a lot of it is down to how you sell. And, you know, any business that's really successful in what they do, even if it involves, you know, door-to-door type sales, yeah, you know, there are some people that are good at it and some people that will do it correctly, yeah, and not create the impression that you're trying to force somebody into a sale that they don't want. So I think the marketing side of it is quite interesting.
And we do that, even though we're a small company of 8 people, our sort of CSR is quite advanced, and we do encourage people to go and spend, you know, time doing charitable work or, you know, with registered organisations and so on.
This is unpaid as well, right?
This is unpaid as well, obviously, yeah. They do get paid when we got money, but they get paid for those days as well, and we give a percentage of our profits away to charity, which is basically, you know, which is to do with climate change issues and so on. So this is why, you know, we do a lot of this stuff, even though we're a small organisation. It would be nice to see lots of other small organisations doing something similar. And it was really whether we went the whole hog and had the sort of badge of, you know, the approved badge of social enterprise. But I think from what's been said, it's perhaps not there's not enough awareness in society of exactly what a social enterprise is to make it really worth our while. Perhaps we just need to highlight a little bit more about what we do that makes us that ethical.
I think the final thing to say is you should always check. I know it feels like a long way off, but when you're starting any business, you should have your exit in mind. And if, you know, if the particular constitution prevents you from getting out of that, to then go back and put that experience and that money back into another startup at a later stage, it's definitely something to be considered. But clearly, you've got to take legal advice on that as well.